In this bulletin, both sides of politics commit to funding the Kakadu National Park in the Northern Territory, and the latest from the English Premier League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Both sides of politics have committed to funding the Kakadu National Park in the Northern Territory. Labor and the government have promised more than $200 million for the World Heritage listed site. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has pledged $216 million to improve roads and tourist facilities, while opposition leader Bill Shorten has promised $220 million if Labor wins the government this year. Mr. Shorten says $100 million will go towards road upgrades. He says the park has been neglected for too long.
The voices of the people here not heard. So today I'm really pleased to announce that if Labor is elected, we will work with the Northern Territory Government and we will work with the people who live here and the traditional owners to rescue Kakadu, to rescue Jabiru.
Federal Water Minister David Littleproud has called for an emergency meeting after up to 1 million fish died in New South Wales's Darling River. The federal government wants states to agree to use $5 million from Murray-Darling Basin funds for a strategy to look after native fish. Mr. Littleproud has asked the Murray-Darling Basin Authority to convene a meeting of state and federal water managers and environmental water holders this week. Mr. Littleproud is warning of more fish deaths.
I have to warn and brace people for the fact that there could be another event as early as today. These are events that have happened frequently over the last 30, 40 years. We've had 600 of these events alone in New South Wales over the last 30, 40 years. And in fact, I've seen them in my own community, and I had one of my own mayors recently ring me to advise it was happening in my own electorate in Queensland. So they are an occurrence that will continue to happen.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says action needs to be taken as soon as possible.
That river is now polluted. The system is dying. And the only way to fix it is to get more water back to the environment. So I urge the minister, stop playing politics with this. Fix it by returning water to the river and stand up to those big corporate irrigators who have taken more than their fair share.
It's been revealed a tip-off from the Australian Federal Police resulted in Malaysia intercepting an asylum seeker boat before it could leave, with 34 people on board during the first week of January. The asylum seekers, including 11 women and 7 children, had reportedly been promised by people smugglers they would be taken to either Australia or New Zealand. 3 members of a people smuggling ring were also arrested. Speaking to Channel 7, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it shows that strong border policies are necessary. Mr. Morrison also accused Labor of trying to weaken the government's Operation Sovereign Borders policy.
There's thousands of people up in Indonesia, if they get the green light from the Labor Party, if they're elected, who will want to get on boats and test that system. But under us, under our government, that system is held firm. Operation Sovereign Borders has been a great success, and we won't change any of it.
But opposition leader Bill Shorten says it's a complete rubbish.
What they do when they say these lies is that they are actually encouraging people smugglers to try their hand against the Australian system.
To the English Premier League, and Marcus Rashford has secured Manchester United's first away win against Tottenham since 2012. Rashford's first half finish gave United a 6th straight win. Tottenham remains 3rd in the table while United stays 6th. Let's look at tomorrow's weather. Sunny in Perth, 30 degrees. Very hot in Adelaide and 41. Hot also for Melbourne, partly cloudy and 35. Also cloudy for Hobart, 29 degrees. Hot weather in Canberra and 39. Mostly sunny in Wollongong, 29 degrees. In Sydney, much the same and 31. In Newcastle, sunny and 34. Mostly sunny in Brisbane and 32. A shower or two for Cairns, 31. And a possible shower or storm for Darwin, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with you, SBS News.